The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Turn it up!
Tink! We got Taser.
Shout out Tink.
New video.
Ooh. Yeah, I thought this was Azalea Banks. The first time I heard this song, I was like, oh, that's Azalea. And I'm like, oh, Tink. Yeah. Not copied her style, but this is more of Azalea Banks swag.
But the thing is I just think Tink gonna do it the right way.
Yeah.
Unlike Azalea Banks. But
don't hate on Azalea. I know you're not.
No, I love Azalea Banks.
Because she spits.
No, Azalea Banks is, but she's her own worst enemy.
I love her. If I had one night with her, that's all I would want.
She like
in the studio or like one night with her?
I need our studio and the hotel.
So you need both.
I feel like you're a little too dark skinned for her.
For who? Azalea?
I think I'm in the middle. If she's gonna,
she like her some white boys.
She like white boys.
She loves white boys.
She like white boys.
But hey, I should say white men.
She like pink meat.
Ew.
Wait, what?
Pink meat. Hi, everybody.
My dick is not pink.
And what color is it?
Huh?
What color is it? Tan?
It's nice olive.
It's olive. I was getting ready to say that. The Greek god.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse here for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. We just wanted to, you know, warm you guys in. Welcome in. Welcome to The Beat where we talk about meat. Here in the building, you know, we got Sir Poppy Watts.
Yes, see you in the building. Let's go. We are here, man.
Miss Queen.
I'm back, guys. Hi.
And Sir Cam Penny.
What it is. The Beat. What's up, everybody?
What it do?
We got the whole squad in here today.
What it do?
Still like the Power
Rangers. Yes.
Squad goes.
It's morphin' time.
All right. Sure.
Gang.
Let's talk about it. So we just came off the BET Hip Hop Awards. We got the Soul Train Awards coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I want to send condolences out to you in the loss of your grandmother. And
yeah,
we want to send a lot of love and blessings to your family.
For sure.
In Boston.
And we love you.
We do.
Love y'all too. And I also love the Soul Train Awards. November 6th.
Yeah, I'm
okay. You sure you don't want to sit on your lap?
She got her hand in the right place. Why don't she keep her hand?
Well, right here?
Okay.
What is happening today?
I'm not doing anything bad, I promise.
This is what happens when we pre-tape.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so wait. So Soul Train, a nomination. So they're going to film November 6th. It's going to air on Centric and BET November 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And the two people in top place is Bruno Mars and The Weeknd with five nominations each. Song of the Year, Video of the Year, and Songwriters Award. They're up against each other.
Well deserved.
Okay, they deserve it. Both of them. I can't even complain about that.
Yeah. Song of the Year, though, I'm kind of thinking. I mean,
Weeknd.
I don't know. Really?
You think?
Versus Uptown Funk You Up. Say Uptown Funk You Up.
Yeah, Bruno will probably take that.
Song of the Year. Maybe Video, I Can't Feel My Face, because it's more like...
Yeah.
Well, now I would still have to go with Bruno for Video of the Year, too.
I did. I just
loved it. But I would have to give Songwriter and... I don't know, man.
They both were dope. So whoever wins, it was well-deserved.
Because I mean, like... for me, The Weeknd, Songwriter, like, they brought something really different to music. But what Bruno did, they brought that sound back that nobody could touch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they took even the Robin Thicke shit, like, that was cute, but no, they
took
brought
it to the next
it.
Level.
Yeah. With the live bands and everything.
I don't know. Amazing
performances.
I think the sound coming out of Canada is hot, man. I think The Weeknd is killing shit.
Yeah.
Low-key, man.
Definitely.
He doesn't like black women, though.
He doesn't? He said that?
Y'all didn't read the thing where he was performing and he said that he doesn't want any black women inside of the club?
No, that wasn't true.
What was it?
So it's a club in Europe that used him as a promotion and said that he was going to perform there. And the club had been known because they do a paper bag test. So if your skin is darker than a paper bag, they ain't letting you in. And if you're overweight, they don't let you in. So they've been getting into it. I think Karrueche actually is the one that hosted there, and everyone's been coming at her. But most people have been canceled.
Shout out to Jay Ryan.
Canceled?
Yeah. And with The Weeknd, so here's what happened with The Weeknd. The Weeknd, they tweeted it out that he had performed or something, and he tweeted back at them. He was like, the fuck y'all lying for? I was not at y'all club. I wasn't even in that country at that time. So it was a false rumor.
Okay.
Damn.
But, I mean, I don't know what kind of girls he likes.
What kind of club... is doing paper bag tests in
2000. Hey, that's not bad. They do that shit in Hollywood, too. Yeah. Let's really discuss it.
I mean, there's areas in Hollywood. They're sitting out there with a paper bag, but they're looking like, they got you dark, you fat, you fat, you ugly. And boy, they do it downtown. I could.
Well, Poppy Watch, you the promoter out here.
I'm saying it.
Don't even try it. You probably done done it.
It ain't about the skin. It ain't about your skin. It ain't about your skin tone, bro.
Yes, it is.
It's about a look. It's about a look.
Fuck Hollywood.
It's a look.
Fuck Hollywood.
You said fuck Hollywood.
My pussy better than half of those bitches. Sorry.
Put it on the table.
Put it on the table. Can
you say better than half of those bitches walking in that motherfucking club? Y'all are. Prejudice.
Wait, we aren't saying, you know, I mean.
No, he's a party promoter.
Poppy Watts is not prejudiced.
Yes, you are. What is the protocol to get into an LA club?
The protocol to get into.
You gotta be skinny.
It's more so about the way you're dressed.
You gotta be mulatto.
Nah,
wait, let's hear
what
promoter wise.
Low key, man, it's more so about the way you dress and you present yourself. You present yourself correctly, then you'll get in. You know what I'm saying? If you're not presenting yourself correctly.
So if Queen Wink's standing in line.
No, what I get.
She's going to get VIP treatment because she's Queen a celeb.
She's going to buy bottles anyway.
She don't got to spend
her hard on niggas anyway. I'm not buying bottles.
I'm saying if you just a regular Joe. I'm not talking about people who are known like that. If you know, obviously you got the red card. Everything's going to be. I'm talking about a regular Joe. You don't know nobody. You shouldn't be going to the club. You don't know nobody anyway. Anyway. Right. Most people come broke. Girls want to get in for free. It's like, nah, we ain't having none of that.
What clubs you promote at?
I do a supper club.
Worst one in the world.
I do
they party hard.
One Oak.
Yeah. He does Stir Lounge, which
Stir,
I can say.
Which is like,
we
let people
it's
in.
It's always a good time at Stir.
It's always a great time. It's always a great time.
But
about
I will
vibe,
say,
you know what I'm saying?
Tuesdays
you know,
at the supper club
Sensei don't play.
Tuesdays are no more.
I've never really liked supper clubs because
they're no more.
VIP, that. What is it? It's like cloth.
Saturdays is like the poppin' night, and it's like if you fly, you're gonna be straight.
I only get in when I go with my celebrity clients.
Yeah,
I don't even go to that place. I don't even waste my time and stand on a line. First of all, I'm too old to be going to the fucking club. Number one, let's really discuss it. Number two, I don't even waste my time and try to get in those places. But when I do go, like I'm invited out to go. Usually, I just do bottles and events. That's what I do. Anyway, moving on.
Y'all can come to Stir tonight. shameless advertising.
Stir on Ventura Boulevard.
For sure.
We're babbling. Sorry.
So other than that, Beyonce, Chris Brown, Jidenna and Tyrese all have 4 nominations each as well. Just hearing these nominations, you know, it's refreshing.
Jidenna, he likes dark-skinned women.
But just to hear that he has 4 nominations.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
And he's new.
What award show is giving him 4 nominations?
The Soul Train. But you know what? The name that stuck out to me is Tyrese.
He deserves it.
Shame. Favorite R&B record of the year.
shout out to my people, the Penn Souls and Davion Ferris, who wrote 7 songs on that album.
Yeah, Warren Campbell produced the Shame record, so that song right there.
The whole album is sick.
Yeah,
definitely.
All right, moving on from that celebrity. We're always talking about like negative things.
Let's be positive.
I want to be positive, you know. So I want to talk about some positive things. Nelly, I thought this was really cool. So he does this thing, it's the black and white ball in St. Louis, and it's just something to give back to, you know, his city. But I did not know that he sends 2 kids to college a year.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He doesn't talk about it. Someone brought it up.
And that's how you do it.
Yep.
You just do it. You don't say nothing. You just do what you have to do. Nobody needs to know that you're giving back. Just give back.
Right.
You don't need a whole freaking audience to know that you're sending 2 people to college. God bless him.
And it kind of came out because he started a new scholarship on top of that for Ferguson called the Mike Brown Scholarship.
Respect.
So, shout out to Nelly for that. Also, we get R. Kelly was in the news this week.
Shout out to Chicago.
He heard that his old music teacher, who influenced his life, changed everything for him, made him want to get into music, she was going to lose her home.
What did he do? Please say he paid her mortgage off.
Girl, you know he ain't got the money for that.
Yes, he does.
Don't come and kill him like that, man.
Yeah, his publishing is nuts.
Yeah. You know how much money he owes?
How much?
A lot. Look at his bankruptcies. Situation.
That's why y'all can't come at Kells.
But so anyway, I'm not coming at him. I'm just saying what the fuck it is. So anyways, because if he had the money, he wouldn't have had to start a GoFundMe account.
No.
No, come on. I'm not hating on him for that.
So what
I think
he do?
It's well. He started a GoFundMe account to help this woman raise money, and he did it. He saved this woman from having to leave her house. So shout out to R. Kelly. This wasn't to turn it into a negative thing. That was a positive. He went and helped her.
That's did it. You did that.
So shout out to R. Kelly. Last but not least, MC Light today actually is going to be on the Steve Harvey Show. And
I saw that.
She's going to be honored by Steve Harvey for Female Groundbreaker.
I mean, I didn't see it, but I saw that it's coming on.
Okay.
Well, they pre-taped it, but...
And so, I saw... Isn't she giving, like, a check or something?
She's
going
to give $50,000 to a student from... or a mentee. Is that there? The kid, if you have a mentor and then you have a mentee. Yes. Of Steve Harvey's charity.
To go to a four-year college.
Yep.
Yeah, I respect it, man.
I saw the thing for that.
So, yes, we talk about all the negatives, but they doing some positive things out here. Let's talk about something that some people
are
saying.
Me.
I love it. He's like my little MC over there.
Your ad libs, it's like, rick-a-rick-a, word. Every 5 seconds, word. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk. Did you guys watch Love and Hip Hop this week?
No. Man. I don't watch that. I watch TV.
I seen it.
I saw it.
Did you watch the special after?
Out in Hip Hop.
I watched the special.
I watched it.
In Hip Hop. It was an interesting cast of characters on the couches. Some of them I was like, but obviously it stems off of the Milan Miles story from Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
So the question is why doesn't hip hop, why won't hip hop accept a gay rapper? And I don't know, what did you think of it as far as the dialogue? I mean, we got that if a rap artist promotes a gay artist, then people are going to start thinking that rapper is gay. Ray J came out to say he has no problems with it. It's that his friends have problems with it, and he works very hard to try and, you know, break that stereotype within his friends. He wants them to be open to the gay community. But by hanging out with, it's kind of like by association, you might get the gay.
Guilty by association.
Guilty by. Okay.
Well, I used to hang out with gay girls all the time. I really had to stop, though, because I did. Because I noticed that they were taking me to gay clubs only. Gay clubs. I'm like, yo, where's the penis? I can't.
Oh, and I know those disciplines to eat your puna right on up.
Shut up.
So Lady
I
in the
had
tramp.
To stop. So it kind of is kind of sort of a guilty by association thing. That shit is real, though. But real. I don't know. How do you?
So you watched it. What did you think?
Yeah, I watched it. You know, hip-hop come from the street, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a macho culture, and, you know, a lot of the African-American males are really homophobic, you know, and this new culture coming up, you know, a lot of their dads wasn't, you know, in there to really have that influence on them, and, you know, but my thing about it is, it's time to grow up, it's time to, I don't know, it's so crazy, because when you look at the white side of it, they accept it so much. Like, everybody lives in Hollywood. All the actors, like...
like an Adam Levine... not Adam Levine. Adam from American Idol. Remember Lambert?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him? I mean, he was on Glee. He was on everything. He had a
but
career.
But it's different.
He was
traveling. He's a singer.
Yeah, that's true.
I just think... Well, not just being a singer, but I think just because the white culture accepts it more. I mean, you look at...
Which is really interesting.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Because
you know, the lead star in the Big Bang Theory. These are big white actors, and they're just getting roles, and they're still getting money. But when it comes to the hip-hop culture, we like... Nah, I think that, like what you said, people don't want to be guilty. Like, if somebody's gay, they don't want to hang out with them because they don't want to be...
I mean, I don't mind hanging out with them.
I was in the Navy, and, you know, being in L.A., I get hit on by guys. And to me, I love vagina so much.
Say it again.
I love vagina so much that it doesn't offend me. Like, if I'm getting hit on, or even if I'm hanging out with Jesse sometimes, it's okay. I mean, people say what you want to say. Do what you want to do, but...
Say what you need.
You know, you got to be comfortable in your own skin. At the end of the day, this is the world we live in, so it's like, it has to be talked about. It has to be spoken about. That's cool that they did that. My boy, Jason Lee, who's on the show, actually, he's a blogger. And he's openly gay or whatnot, but it's cool, man. Like, you could kick it. If you're comfortable in your sexuality, man, stay in your lane. Don't worry about who other people are lying in bed with.
I think, honestly...
Well, blog is different.
Than I really believe, if you want my honest opinion, I really believe that the media is pushing being gay.
Well, why you always got to do
too much?
It's the truth. Let's really discuss it.
I feel like they're wiping it in the
they're
faces.
They're wiping it.
They kind of are. They
I think, like,
it.
My thing is, if you're gay, that's fine.
Do
I have
you?
Absolutely
First of all,
nothing.
I don't want to cut you, but if you bring them, if you're going to bring the heat in the music...
Music, your sexuality doesn't even matter.
I think Karamo said it best on the show last night. Even though I disagree with him on some of the religious stuff that he was saying, but he said, look, not even to, and I felt like it was kind of shade on some of the people on the stage, but he said, not to say anything, but I just feel like if you're going to come out, you need to have that fire. And he feels Big Frida has that fire.
Yes.
Now, here's my thing about Big Frida. Big Frida, to me, isn't really like a hip hop artist.
Yeah.
It's a very, it's a certain, it's bounce music. It's a certain type of music.
Right.
So that's not, you know, mainstream right now.
What's the guy who got the boy pussy?
But see, again, and what I respect from him, I've always
you
like.
You never heard boy pussy?
Yeah, but at
can
least.
We just say queued up?
No.
Can we cue that up?
We played this how many damn times? Was that here?
What is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, we know it wasn't
yeah,
here.
Can you play boy pussy? His name is Fly Young Red.
Fly Young Red.
So it's this gay rapper. He came out. He was like, all these rappers are talking about bitches shaking their ass and stuff. And I was confused, but then he came out last night and he said, I did that for gay people. That's gay music. I wasn't doing it for the hip-hop culture. I wasn't doing it for, you know what I mean, mainstream America to hear. I was doing it for...
Here it is.
So here we go right here. This is Fly Young Red, Boy Pussy.
Boy Pussy?
And he got a pretty dope, good flow, but it's just the video.
Is he gay?
I can't.
Yeah, he's gay. This is about butt.
Boy put, yeah.
Can we turn it up a little bit?
You gonna make us dance?
Yeah. See, like me, I would never listen to this right here, bro.
I can't.
I couldn't watch this shit right here. No.
Hell,
nah, bro.
I can't. I don't want to.
Ain't no way.
I don't want to. I'm very uncomfortable.
Roll that boy pussy. Roll that boy pussy. Yeah, you got me looking. Yeah, thinking about fucking. Yeah,
this shit definitely plays in the Abbey.
Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
nah, man.
Okay.
It's like a. That's like niche market music, dog. Like, that's not...
That but that's what it is. You know, but at the same time, if you have a straight rapper talking about, shake that pussy, shake that pussy, shake that pussy, there's really no difference.
It kind of is a difference only because it's heterosexual and homosexual. It's unfortunate it's unfortunate that it has to be a line in between things these days. But honestly, the way media is throwing out being gay... Like, my nephew's gay. He just came out. He was like, look, I'm gay, niggas. Like... That's it. It is what it is. I have nothing against gay people. I love gay people. I love the gays. I just feel like what's happening now is the media is trying its best to emasculate the men, our men. They are trying to show them that, hey, be a transsexual. Hey, be gay. You'll be accepted. Everything will be fine. And these boys, these young boys who are growing up are so influenced by television. They're impressionable, so they're starting to think that they're gay. They're starting to think that, oh, I do like this
boy. Well, me and my son, we'll watch Empire together.
Okay.
And, you know, that whole gay situation with Smollett on there. And, you know, he was uncomfortable in the beginning. I'm like, but then we would watch something else and watch something else. But they really are trying to force it.
Right.
Okay, so I go through this battle of is it forced? Because I remember growing up, there was never
nothing gay
that I could look at like, wow, nobody's representing me at all. Or any gay person on TV was Jack from Will and Grace, and he was like, hey, you know what I mean? I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, that's what my mom thought gay was.
Uh-huh.
So I go through this thing of like, is it being thrown in our face, or is it, because when you think about it, in order for something to become normal, you have to go all the way out there. Lady Gaga, when she first started, she went out there with fucking horns on her heads, and it was like, I don't care what you guys think, I'm going to dress like this, I'm going to look like this, and you're still going to respect me. And so she shoved it in her face. She failed on her last album. From the critics, I enjoyed it. But I just think it's just like, there needs to be a conversation. It's like with Black Lives Matter. It's like, it's all in our face right now because no one's doing anything about it. No one's making the change.
Well, so
you can't compete but
like,
the two, though.
Yeah, like with Black
Lives
Matter. With Black Lives Matter.
Trans women are getting killed every day because their family don't accept them. Gay kids are getting kicked out of their house every day
because
people don't accept
them. Because the media is showing that it's okay for you to go out and be flamboyant looking like a girl, but you a man, and you going up to straight men.
Queen, because some people feel that.
Half of these trans these people, which I, like I said, I have mad trans friends. Let's really discuss it. But they first thing that, the first thing that they do is they let it be known, like, yo, you looking at me, but I need you to know that I'm a she-male, okay? So before you even try to come over here and check it, and check me, know that I'm a she-male. Now, let's really discuss it. Half of these trans women look better than women. So men are being confused. So these trans women who are out here playing games, who's not letting it be known that they have a penis, that's who ends up getting killed because you're not keeping it 100. Right. Like I said,
but that's because they didn't come from a steady home.
They didn't come from a steady
home. But they're out on the street sucking dick for money because their parents kicked them out their house.
No,
at
because
the age
the media
of 12.
Is telling them that it's okay to be this way.
I agree to disagree with you. For the point of the media, it's like
the
when Caitlyn Jenner came out. Anybody who spoke against her, we were homophobic. It's like, nah, we just got to get used to a man in a, with a dress on. Mm-hmm. Don't try to let us grow into it. Just don't try to you get my point.
What you're saying is basically like you're promoting it.
Yeah.
Like you're promoting something. So you're trying to sway someone's decision from being one thing to another. When you're doing that, I don't think it's cool because then you get a lot of confused people. Some people aren't even really gay. They're just experimenting.
There's a lot of that going on.
When Beyonce,
where black men, with white women, when everything that's going on right now, it's all the media.
Why doesn't it make you mad when you see all these overtly sexual people on television and exploiting sex
it's
on television?
We do get upset about that. The media is overexposing everything.
Who is the media?
The media is
it's a whole bunch of gay people.
Right. They run everything.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That was my point in the beginning about the other side. They run the world and we really can't say nothing. So they play what we don't want to hear. They give us on TV what we don't want to watch. We're kind of forced to do it. So like you have to accept Caitlyn. Like, hold on, wait a minute. I don't know if I feel about that yet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to accept Milan and Miles kissing on. Hold on, wait a minute. Give me a chance to prep for that because that's a man. Hold on, wait a minute. That's
when do you bring that to TV?
It's coming. It's right. Already brought.
It's never really going to be a smooth.
It's never going to be a smooth transition.
And this is the world we live in, but it's just right now. I feel like they're exploiting it. Like they exploit everything, bro. Like they exploit the ghetto. They exploit poor people.
They exploit black people.
They exploit black people. They exploit minorities, man. You know, it's like they exploit it to make money.
Sales,
I feel like they're exploiting gayness right now. To
well, that's why I look at Miles and Milan right now. I think I said to you, they are VH1's Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah,
they're like, oh shit, we got a gay cow right here.
Cover
let's just milk
LA
this.
Times, all of that.
And so when we bring it back to the hip hop conversation of it, to me, it just gets down. I've really tried hard to dig into the community and find artists and things like that. And I'm going to bring the Freaky Boys back because I really think that they are one of the few gay artists that actually have lyrics that actually it's not throwing gay in your face. And they put good quality music videos. Most of these gay artists, they have trashy music videos.
But let me say this. I think we've all spoke that a lot of the culture is so immature that the Freaky Boys going to get beat up. If they perform in the wrong, that's why they get beat up because
they would fight you.
People
back.
Are immature. They're not like we can see it. We'll just turn our cheek to it. Like, nah, I'm not dealing with that. But these other kids, well, they're gonna want to fight and pick and maybe even kill.
But like, if it's about music, man, and it should be about music, wouldn't you think? It's like Rick Ross doesn't come out and say, hey, you know, I'm a black. Oh, you're just an artist, man. So you're an artist first and all this stuff second. When you're putting gay first before the actual art form, then it's like, what is it really about?
It's unfortunate.
You gotta ask the question.
It is unfortunate that the world is made this way. It is unfortunate that they made these boundaries years ago and now trying to break the boundaries by throwing, you know, different people's sexuality in their face. Like I said, I have nothing against gay people. I actually love them. I think they're awesome. I just feel the media, the way the media is milking the children's minds.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids are, and you got to think about it, parents these days do not have any filters on what their kids are watching.
And if I get in my conspiracy mind, it gets to a point of like, I feel like the 90s and early 2000s, it was when we overly sexualized everything. So now we raise these kids who are just like horned up little devils.
Yeah, exactly.
So now you put on TV all these sexually explicit things, and now it's all of a sudden, girl, I know, I can't. All right, moving on.
I never even had a one night stand in my my life, I grew up being taught like, yo, you protect the hoo-ha. You don't just give it up. Like, you hold on to your shit.
Yeah, now these kids are saying, drive and roll up the partition, please.
Yep, drive and roll up the partition.
All it started with
doing
is a
the
DM.
Back. Yeah, DM.
Starts with the
slide
DM.
In the DM.
Slide in the DM.
Oh my
god. Slide the
even, even
to
Netflix.
Slide.
They changed it. Netflix and chill.
Rubber. Netflix and like, chill.
Can I watch my Netflix?
Everything
Damn.
Is sexo sexual.
Everything.
And since it's so sexual, there's the gay side to it, so it's coming out with it. I mean,
we need to do a sexual show then. I'll bring up some dildos.
About sex.
The floodgates are open. Ain't no coming back now.
So let's talk about some new television programming that's coming to the TV. Diddy just launched a deal with ABC. He's going to release a TV show next year called The Hustle, which is loosely based off his assistant's life.
Sarah.
Yeah. And it's going to be comedy-based. I'm excited. I think that'll be...
be hot, man.
Well, I don't know who's going to play
his
Diddy's
shows
part.
Last
he's
one
play.
Fucking
he's
season. One season, two seasons, if that.
But yeah. Diddy's shows always have, like, high ratings, man. He definitely
in the
always,
beginning.
He's in the beginning. And like he moves from project to project, but yeah. I mean when he is putting this all into something, he's very successful.
Has he
so
done,
I'm excited to see it. Should be good.
A show since
well,
making
he's done
the band.
Cable TV. Has he ever done?
Well, he's working on Revolt.
He did
the network.
Movie.
Well, yeah, but like this is ABC, so it's a different kind of
viewership. Oh, he's on a network
VH1
show
and what? MTV. So I'm wondering like what he's going to do to kind of cater to
networks
the ABC.
So well, fucking smart.
They're finally ABC. You guys are finally understanding black culture is the shit. Y'all finally get it.
Not only
Nicki Minaj, Donald Glover. Y'all for years, y'all done bit our style, bit our swag, and kept us in the back.
Yep.
But now you see after the Empire floodgate, y'all like, you know, we gotta get black. We gotta get blacks on
Empire's
TV. You know why? Because all the white kids and all y'all grew up on this hip-hop culture.
Yep.
Now they like, you know what? We can embrace it. We got a black president. It's overdue because they seen for years all them sitcoms be failing. One, two episodes, now you get some blacks on there. Now you're gonna get more
they
ratings.
Using, but you...
But it's
see,
the same thing as the
but
gays.
Working in television, but working in really TV, working being someone who works in television, like, they are literally using our culture and using our people to...
Finally!
Build, no, it's not finally. They're using us to build their network.
Right.
Once their network is built, that's when they let us
they're
go.
They're building a new
UPN. When I say finally,
a new UPN.
But when I say finally, I meant finally given the opportunity
they
to
given
be out there. But people like Diddy and Nicki and Donald Glover are going to be smart enough to understand we're not going to get pimped. We're going to get the best out of the deal.
Okay. He's an amazing actor, Donnie Glover. Well, is he? Is
so
he related to Danny Glover?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
He has a show. Well, so Nicki Minaj has her show with, it's not on ABC, actually. It's on a new network.
I thought hers was ABC, too. They changed it?
Yeah, they changed
it. Well, of course, it's on a new network.
No, no, it was on ABC Family originally.
Oh, okay. I knew I
but
seen ABC.
They changed, they're getting rid of ABC Family and changing, calling it something else. Donald
of
Glover,
course.
Though, just got signed to FX for a 10-episode deal.
All these networks are no one watches them.
You know, there's people in those networks now. There's people our age just in the networks making decisions saying, look, y'all got to get some black people on TV.
So Donald has a connection with FX through he's on the popular show,
the Community.
Community
yeah.
And he was a writer on there as well. So they gave him this chance, 10 episodes, 30-minute comedy, and it's going to be slightly based off his life as a rapper from Atlanta. So
that'll be hot, man.
I think out of all three of those.
Is that Childish Gambino, right?
I'm looking forward to the Diddy one. I think just being a music guy, and have somebody play as assistant and watching. She comes from a small hometown.
Who?
This Diddy show.
Oh, who's his assistant?
Sarah Bridgman or something like
yeah,
that.
Something
she
like,
was, she came from a small town and she had to be. She was thrust into the spotlight being his assistant and all the things lust that came with
it. I know I'm on the air. This is Mad Hood, but this is business.
I'm so beyond done. On that note, let's take a look at our first video by Logic featuring Big Lenbo. The song is called Young Jesus.
Let's
go to that video and mute these damn microphones.
Okay, I'll call you right back. Still living at home, got issues with my old chick.
had, that was actually the internet getaway. What did you guys think of that?
I think that she's letting the music speak for her and not her gender.
The music is hot. I like it. I like that record.
And it's interesting because what sound would you call that?
I'll call that
beige loafish.
Melodic.
Very melodic.
I'll go melodic.
Very sexy, very melodic, very like... I can't say R&B because R&B really isn't even existing anymore these days. So I don't know.
I like melodic. I like that melodic as the genre. As well. But there's a bunch of girls out here doing this type of sound right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting anything like that watching that video, and it was just dope.
I would have never thought she looked like that.
All right, next video. Logic featuring Big Lenbo. The song is called Young Jesus.
This world is all fucked up.
Okay, now take a trip inside my mind like you was off the Venice. It's me and B.I.G. LMBO cooking like chemists. Take them back to way back when like Dennis the Menace. Cause the mayhem on the come up like a young apprentice. Smoking weed and getting higher than a flight attendant. Hip hop descending, gold Jesus on my pendant. Gotta pull it out for everyone that's in attendance. Okay, back in the day as the college park tenant. Still can't believe I didn't get a shorty pregnant. Man, that's the definition of a life sentence. A whole lot of beef, no bread, no lettuce. Cause I couldn't keep it in my briefs, man. That's pathetic. Fuck all that back and forth. This ain't a game of tennis. I be in my motherfucking chamber like the Senate. Scared to go outside, but I know I can't prevent it. I'm forever alone in my mind. See, I'm a self-diagnosed hypochondriac. Either at the crib or on the tour buses where you find me at. Yeah, I know that I'm living like I got it. Okay, yeah. But I swear that I'm not that neurotic over here. Yeah, over here.
Q-tip.
That's exactly. I was like some old Dayla.
Yo, yeah. I have something to say.
All right, so that is Logic featuring Big Lenbo. The song is called Young Jesus. What are you thinking?
Listen, go ahead. You go first.
The goal can't go.
I mean, all I'm gonna say is like he's come up as a freestyler, and he's one of the dopest white boys I heard freestyle.
He's black.
Outside of Eminem.
He's black.
Definitely influenced by the culture. I mean, there's nothing you can do, man.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
There's nothing you can do.
I was going to say, our culture is literally teaching this shit. He's dope as shit. He sound like fucking Q-Tip.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'll say about him is his freestyles is better than his actual songs.
Yeah.
Wow.
He needs to make
a transition to making good.
But I really like this song. I thought this was like somebody to pick him
up. Jay Watts can't play it.
Somebody got him. Somebody has to have him. Somebody has to have him.
Oh yeah, he's dope. He's been
dope. But at this point, I'm okay with that not being played in the club because what
they're doing. No. That's just some shit to just. That's some shit to just rock into. I can hear that playing in New York.
Like backpack. He's a backpack.
Yeah, he's a backpack.
Yeah.
All right, wow. So we're all for Mr. Logic.
Yeah,
all right.
Wow.
Let's see. Last least, we have Sigma featuring Distortion featuring Jacob Banks Redemption. I love it.
It's crazy.
This is about the lies that we've been told. This ain't about your freedom. This is about the future that's unknown. This ain't about forgiveness. This is about the light between my bones. This ain't about your sanity. This is about the things you think you know. For every time I fell down to my knees, oh, this is redemption. For every time I shed my blood and tears, oh, this is redemption. So Jericho is coming down. We're gonna burn it down, down, down. For every time I lost my voice, oh Lord, oh, this is redemption. Oh, this is redemption. Oh, this is redemption.
Yo.
What up? What you thinking?
Black Lives Matter.
Say what you have to say.
Sigma and Distortion featuring Jacob Banks. The song is Redemption. What you thinking?
Yo, is it just me or are we literally trading places?
I think just cultures are mixing.
Coaching
together.
Us up. Everything is just mixing, right? Everything is just. And I think switching it's beautiful. Over. Everybody's just. Everything is just like, you
Gumbo.
Know? Wow.
But we've. I feel like that's what everyone has kind of been predicting. Eventually, we will be one melting pot. America, especially.
Fuck it.
But I think in order to erase some of the negative stuff, that's kind of the direction because nobody's coming up with any better ideas. But it's kind of the direction that we have to go to for us to experience each other's lives and understand it and to be able to look and say, you know what, I respect your culture. I respect this. I don't know. I thought it was dope.
No, this is dope. No, this is good. And he looks like he's like African or something.
Yeah, he's from Europe.
Okay, he's European. I think he sounds good. I just think that I can hear like someone else
like
singing.
Like Adam Levine
or someone else singing that. And I just feel like the cultures are crossing. And, like, we just watched the white rapper who's ill with lyrics, and then we just watched the African singer who sound like he should be
could
singing.
Could be in a Vegas in nightclub. Vegas,
right. Like, so it's just like culture, I guess, you know what it is with me? I think I need to just be okay with the fact that things have changed.
As you get older, don't you like feel like your parents sometimes?
Yes!
I'd be like, oh shit.
Yes.
Because I'd be looking at these young artists like, who the fuck is this? But when my parents were like,
what are you listening to?
What are you listening to? The Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. I think the cultures are changing. I think everything has really changed.
Well, if you think about up until 1965, everything was so separated and segregated.
Boxes.
Everything was what it was. And then, you know, starting in the 70s and the 80s, everything started to, and we're finally getting to the point where we're becoming one people.
There was appropriation, mm-hmm. but no, it was never spoken
about. I don't feel like it's a fair crossover, though. I feel like.
Well, until we take ownership and we exactly get our. Never mind. That's another show. We need to
Some. You know, I haven't been here. What up, guys? I haven't been here in a while, so it's a lot that I have to say
in my head.
I'm sitting back and I'm just watching so much shit change. Yo, I'm scared. I think with all this change and all these things that's happening, it makes me kind of afraid because I don't know what's going on.
We speaking like we 80 years old right now, man.
Yeah, I know. How old are you? 22? 23?
Nah.
How old are you?
I'm a little bit older than that.
What's that? How old are you?
I ain't gonna say it, but I'm older than that.
You, what are you, 23 years old? 24 years old? 26?
I'm old enough to party. But what I'm saying is, this is the world we live in. It's ever changing.
Right,
it's
obviously your generation, because I'm way older, and it's your generation that is changing the world. I have to accept it because I do want children and I have to understand what's happening right now.
But obviously, the generation before you looked at your generation and said the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
they did.
These cell phones,
the baggy clothes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, you're wearing your pants down like that. You're wearing boxer. You know what I mean? Like,
shit, it's a culture shock for me.
I think it all stems from the internet, man. Social media, the internet is a powerful tool. It connects the world. You know what I'm saying?
It's an open Pandora's box.
You know what I mean? You can see what's going on in China right now just by hopping on there, and it connects the culture, and I think this is what the internet breeds, and it's only going to get
and
like think about it, when Blondie
globalization man,
what was it, Fab Young Freddy?
For real.
That was like what the hell is this, like what hip hop and pop music, like that was the generation before was looking at that like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
this guy's on this girl's song and what is he saying? When Run DMC and Aerosmith came together, like those are just
that was like groundbreaking for the time,
you know. It's just that's
I guess I just need to I need to open my mind. I'm just so pro my people. I think I'm gonna open up. I'm gonna pray for God to give me the ability to have an open mind and accept the changes that are happening. I am going to pray that God just continue to teach me not to be ignorant, because I don't want to be ignorant, but I'm so pro. And I just feel like I need to be a little more open to what's happening. Yeah.
It's good to be pro. It's good to be pro your people. I don't think that like as black people we shouldn't be. I think we should be pro our people. That doesn't mean you're anti anybody else, but you should stand up for your culture and what you are.
Fuck it.
That's a perfect.
There is no culture.
I mean,
it's everybody's now. Everybody is a part of everything. We all together.
But the only thing I will say about that, until we actually start taking ownership of who we are and respecting each other and the women and the culture and stop selling it and giving it away.
Did you say the women?
I said respecting our women.
We're not even going to go there because y'all, black men don't even respect
us.
That's what I'm saying. Until we start respecting our women's and queens, then everyone else will start respect. We don't respect y'all. Nobody's going to respect y'all. If we don't take care of our kids, they're not going to take care of our kids.
But even not even our neighborhood. But it's like your own brothers. It gets to a point of like of feeling like, oh, I got to keep everything to myself and not wanting to share or help the next person up. And I mean, I feel like that's it. That's the generation that we're just in right now.
Yeah, selfish. Yeah.
It's like, man, a lot of this stuff stems from like obviously slavery and all that stuff. It's a lot of ideologies that still haven't been shaken. I think we've come a long way, but we got a long way to go for sure.
Absolutely.
But a lot of that stuff's still ingrained in our people, man. And I think it's getting better. Yeah. Crazy as it sounds, it is getting better. And I think with the information age comes change. You know what I'm saying?
I'm stuck in my own world. I'm sorry.
I will say this one more time. It's just about the African-American community awakening more.
Get back in the
shop. We need to awaken more. We
educate.
Need to open our minds
education,
up. Man. Read. Stop. You know, being influenced by the Chief Keefs and being influenced by a book.
Stop promoting it.
I mean, Chief Keef made good music. I rock to it all the time, but don't actually.
There's a time and place for it.
Don't live by his world. You know what I mean?
You can't live the club 24/7. From somebody who does events, you know what I'm saying? You can't. That's not life. I mean, it's fun. It's for
a
time.
Family, but take care of our black queens right here.
Take care of our queens right here.
Y'all don't. No, they don't mean that shit.
Yes, we do.
No, they don't.
Ain't nothing coming.
No, they do. Jesse means it.
I mean it.
On that note, we want to thank you guys.
I love me some queens.
Sorry for babbling, guys.
Hey, we both got white baby mamas.
And that's exactly why I said they don't. Because they both white fucking baby mamas.
That doesn't mean I don't love black women.
I love my mama.
I'll give you a kid right now.
I'm an entrepreneur. I haven't worked for nobody for 10 fucking years. I'm smart as shit. I got
give
good
you a baby
pussy.
Right
I'm
now.
Dope.
Let's go make it happen.
They don't want us. The white girls.
They want the white women.
You don't even have to worry about being with a black woman. Nigga, your hair straight as shit. You want your kid won't have nappy hair. That's that Navajo.
On that note,
thank you for the beat.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We gotta wrap this up. Let us know what you guys think. We had a really deep discussion.
I wanna do another show.
So leave your comments down below. Remember, they're just opinions.
It's just opinions. We're just having a good time.
Having a good time discussing topics. We're four friends. We want you guys to join the conversation, so leave us some love below. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. On Instagram, hit us up at The Beat TV, and then tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Poppy Watts loves all people. Let that be known. Follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts.
I love the gays. I love everyone. Of course, y'all know, anybody who know me know I'm cool as shit. Follow me at Queen Wink on Instagram, on Snapchat, and on Twitter, Queen Live. I love everybody. Everybody know me, but they know me to always speak my mind, though.
Respect.
Hey, this is a great show. Thank you, guys. Man, we had a good time. Cameron Penny, Instagram. Find me there. Take you to my whole world.
There y'all have it. We're going to wrap the show up and get going a blunt. And then we'll see you guys next
smoking
week.
Right now.
My whole brain is fucked up right
Peace
now,
pipe.
Son. Shit.
Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined. I had a Jew
try. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.